CliffCentral.com.
Are you straight?
Do you like me?
Are you a cat or dog person?
Does the toilet paper go over or under?
What up? It's your girl Sim Hewitt and Tetua, and I'm not rolling on my own. I have the beautiful, the talented, the cool, the amazing, the most wokest girl in the building.
Yes,
Belissa.
Yes,
my boy.
Yes, man.
Hi, babes.
How you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm awesome, man. Yeah.
So, our podcasts are receiving so much love.
Yes, we're on our third This is our third podcast. Like, yes.
And we are getting so much love.
Yes, we are. People on Twitter are like tweeting at us. We have some messages. We even got a comment on
everywhere.
Yes.
Not one comment.
Two. Well, yeah.
For now.
So, if you missed our previous podcast, our first podcast was about taxi conversations.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was deep.
Yay.
Yo, that one.
Yay.
Yo, girl. You know, we got a tweet from someone, and they were like, what about the Maguinha situation, the KFC, eating in
and
the taxi?
We forgot about that.
What?
We forgot about that, and that is very important.
Yes. So, for all people that do not take taxis, what usually happens is when it's month end, 25, 16, and the first, people buy KFC, and they eat it in the taxi just because they can.
They can.
They want to show off that they are balling.
And you must know. Yeah. You must know
that someone got paid. Okay.
Bongo Zaga.
So, yeah, that was our first podcast. We had Felicity. We had Spongile. It was actually dope. Do best. Download that podcast on Cliff Central.
But, like, let's talk about how annoying it is, Vele, when people are eating in the taxi. Because I've been in a taxi to Rustenburg. So, from Joburg to Rustenburg, it's 2 hours. So, it's a two-hour drive. Max. So we were sitting in there, and then this woman comes in. Yeah, chicken licking. You can't hide chicken licking. No matter, no matter, I'm like the box a bit.
Yeah.
But it still has that smell. Like, if you're sitting in front, the back seat is going to smell your chicken licking. I was so hungry. The smell made me worse. 2 hours.
Wow. And you know what makes it worse is that the windows are not open.
Mm.
So you're just smelling KFC, you're smelling chicken licking. You know, some people, the bougie ones will buy McDonald's, but most of the time, black people and they meet chicken.
It's chicken licking all the time.
But yeah, and we didn't also talk about, like, you know, taxi drivers when they shallow you. Like, oh my word, that is the worst. It's the longest taxi ride. You're even scared to get off because if you're taking a taxi from work to home, like, you're gonna be, he's going to notice that this is where you get off and you're close to home.
Yeah.
So it gets a bit like, and you don't want to be rude because this person can throw you out of the taxi. Oh, so, yeah.
It's a problem.
I think we should do a proper follow-up. Like,
We'll do that.
Another installment of Two Work Girls.
Taxi Conversations.
Yeah, part two.
Yes!
And then our second podcast was Questions You Need to Ask a Future Bae.
Hey, that got so much love. That podcast got so much love.
But it also got lit after we recorded it.
Like, yeah.
Our conversations outside the studio were so lit. We were just, like, disagreeing, Belissa and myself. Like, I don't know why I'm with this girl. Like, really, I don't know how you ever going to find a man. My one question.
Men are trash.
Yes. Who
just
hurt
saying.
You, girl? Who,
just saying.
Who hurt you?
Old men lie.
No, who hurt
men
you?
Men are trash.
Who hurt?
Men ain't shit.
No. You remember our hashtag that we had on the previous hashtag, there are still good men. Like, please, can we prove Belissa wrong, you know?
WhatsApp us.
Yeah. Like, I see Rehab. He's like, I'm a good man. I'm a good man.
You know, all men who say are good men are actually liars. You do know that, right?
No comment.
You do know that, right?
You know what? I am team good men. I believe that there are still good men around. I don't know who hurt you, girl. I'm going to pray for you. You know what, guys? We can even create an app for Belissa. Let's find Belissa good man. Hey.
Okay, let's do that. Or they can WhatsApp us now.
Yes. What's our WhatsApp number?
079.
Mm-hmm.
748.
Yes, girl.
2090.
Yes. You sound like, you know, Jeff Ellie, when they used to, like, middle center. That's how you sound like.
Wow, hey.
It's a good thing.
No.
It is.
No.
Memories don't live like people do. I'm just saying.
Last time you said I'm a bin, that's why I'm attracting trash.
No, no, girl. Don't put words in my mouth. I said you attract what you are ready for. So maybe you need to be ready for trash. No, you need to be in a space where you are ready for a good man. Shots fired.
That's all I heard.
Okay, but enough about our previous podcast.
Yeah.
We're here to inform you once again, because we're all about the wokeness.
Yes.
We are woke.
Yes.
We are alive in these streets. And today's podcast is all about questions that you should ask your person. You know, if you already are in a relationship, we think these are some of the questions that you should ask your boyfriend or girlfriend, just to maybe strengthen the relationship or for you to be awakened about, okay, this is the kind of person I'm with, especially when the honeymoon phase is over.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know your partner really well. And especially if you guys are on that commitment, this is more, you guys are serious about each other.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to get to know him. You're letting him in.
Yeah.
You're opening up.
You're free with each other.
Yes, the fences are coming down. These are the type of questions I think you should ask.
Yeah.
So as usual, Palesa has her questions.
Mm-hmm.
I have my questions. And hopefully, at the end of the podcast, we have not killed each other. Because
I really hope. I think we shouldn't even be sitting close to each other.
Yeah, girl, move away. Move away. So do you want to start, Palesa?
Okay, it's fine. I'll start. So, but before I start with my questions, we got a question on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
From a guy called Chiledzi Rats. I hope I'm pronouncing it.
Shout out to you at
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, your Twitter handle that.
Yes, that. We'll tweet you after.
Yes.
So his question is, what is your understanding of the importance of... Yeah. What is your understanding of the important game of soccer?
Yo. So he's a sports lover or soccer lover.
Yeah.
I see how that can be important because I'm not I don't watch sports at all. Mm.
But I don't think it's a make or break thing in a relationship.
Because I have guy friends that are like, the only thing they want to talk about is sports. And I know what happens, you know, I understand, like, I'm not the type of chick that doesn't know how you play rugby, I know how those games work, I just don't watch them. So if you're going to talk to me about, I'm going to mention old names, like, David Beckham.
Oh, your crush.
Yes. Like, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, sharp.
You can talk about him off the field, but you can't talk about him on the field.
Yes.
I understand,
So I feel like if you are really a sports fanatic, and I'm not, we need to find a way to deal.
That's why I'm saying it's not a break thing. Like, it can't break a relationship. If you guys love each other, and I'm really not a fan of soccer, and I give you a space, you can watch your soccer alone. I can go out with my girls. When I come back, we talk about, I don't know, fashion.
Okay.
But not soccer.
Okay, girl. I'll take your word on it.
Okay, my question, number one.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about me?
Wow. Yes.
That's an important question.
Yes.
Because you need to know if this person is really into you or not, if they love you or they just like you.
And I think this is a question that you have to ask, like, repeatedly. It's not like a once-off. You can ask on the first date, maybe, like, and then they'll be like, nah, I this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm getting. And then maybe, like, 3 months in, a year in, because things happen. People do change.
Yeah.
Maybe life gets to them. So it's important to just understand what's going on.
Yeah. Where are you in the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Second question. Why did your last relationship fail? That is important. This is important because maybe it failed because the boyfriend cheated or the girl cheated. So you need to know, what are you getting yourself into? Maybe he was abusive. You know?
Yeah.
So you need to know if he's going to do the same thing to you.
True. For me, I think I need to prepare myself for that answer. Because he's going to be talking about Becky with the good hair.
Yeah. And you're on the side, like,
and then I'm rolling my eyes. And also accepting the fact that if he was, like, maybe a fuckboy. Yeah. He's going to tell you about several girls.
Yes.
And you need to be ready for that. You need to be ready to handle, oh my word, this guy's been with quite a few females.
Yeah.
Or he hasn't been with a lot. Maybe I'm the girl who's been with a lot of guys.
Yes.
So I need to open up to that. So I think this is a question where, babes,
you need to be ready for the answer.
Love me for me.
Is it one of those?
Like, just, I've grown, and the fact that I'm with you right now, it says something.
Wow. Third question.
Mm-hmm.
What motivates you to succeed?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. This is like the 5-year question as well.
Yeah.
But I need to know what keeps you going.
Yeah.
It's not even just about success. It's about what keeps you alive.
Your drive.
Your drive.
What drives you?
Yes.
Why do you wake up in the morning?
Because we're not going to hubaloos. No.
I'm not for that, hey?
No.
I'm not for, hey, I'm still hustling. Hey, I'm still trying to get that paper. When are you going to get it? When are you going to actually get up and get it?
Yeah. Like, you know, I feel that I don't mind a guy that's hustling.
Yeah.
I really, really don't. But I don't think I'll marry a man that's hustling. Like, when we get married, I need things to be in place. I need us to be in a good space financially, spiritually, emotionally. So you can do your hustle, boo, but just know that I don't think you should put a ring on it.
Yeah, as yet, ne?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
What song sums up your life right now?
Okay, wait. I need to ask you this question. What song sums up your life right now, Balissa? What is it? Come on, girl. Tell me. Come on. Tell me. What?
Timmy Turner.
You don't even know what the song says?
Because, like, life is... It's got a lot of ups and downs. So that... No. It's my life. And then it's Timmy. It's on a good day. On a bad day, it's like, no.
I wish those cameras here so that people could see my face. Like, I'm so lost. Like, what? Is your life complicated? Like, what's going on?
That and Shane Eagle, I'm back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm back sums up most of my life right now. But also, Timmy Turner, like a bit of...
So, wait, I want to understand with Timmy. You're saying that... You see the part where we can't hear, like, no.
That's the part where I don't understand my life.
Oh, and then when he gets to the Timmy Turner,
then I know
what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there we play. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. Right, girl.
Because I am back. I mean, we're living.
I think this is why you think men are trash. Just saying.
Oh, because...
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's all right. What song sums up your life?
I have to think about it, you know. You can't put me on the spot like that. But like the the song that, like, I think I also have two songs.
Mm-hmm.
The one is Davido featuring Nasty C. Coolest kids in Africa. Yes. Yes, I feel like I'm cool. Like, when people ask me, Sims, how are you? I'm like, awesome. That's my answer. I'm awesome.
All the time.
All the time.
You're winning.
Yeah. And I just feel like I'm that cool girl. Like, I feel like I'm just slaying right now.
Yes.
Like, I'm happy with my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be bonanging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be a Pearl Tootsie.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a Mini Lamini.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Trying
I know,
to be a better you.
Yes. I know where I want to go. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm taking those steps now. So I feel like I'm just so cool. I have to, yeah, it's going to stay local, hey? Because we are about this 90%
honestly
local. The second one is Ricky Rick, Silikotin.
Hey.
Yes!
Hey.
Silikotin! Silikotin! Oh, Silikotin!
But why?
I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like the struggle is about to end. That's where I'm at. I'm not 100% over the struggle at all. Like, I'm still in the struggle, but I feel like it's coming to... I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I can...
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting prepared. You know, I'm amping myself up. Like, yes, silikotin. Like, my days of ukomba and taking a taxi, they're coming to an end. Like, I'm numbering them. So,
hey,
I'm just... Silikotin.
Let's go.
Silikotin. Yes.
That's why you call skating the city.
Yes.
So on WhatsApp, we got a message.
Oh yes, can you, wait, shots fired first, because we're so cool, like.
Yes. Okay. Let's read the message. Mm-hmm. Not all men are trash, Balesa. I'm living proof from rehab.
The worst guys.
The worst guys.
Well, your show name doesn't help Balesa right now.
Honestly. Honestly.
Well, but you know what? I'm going to take his word for it, because rehab is dating a friend of mine and I don't hear her complaining.
Well, she ain't going to complain because that's her trash.
You remember that tweet I showed you the other day? The one that said, choose your trash and love him.
Exactly. So girl chose her trash and she's protecting her trash.
I just saw Mark like jump up and down. So I don't know, is that a sign that Mark, you are trash? Hmm? Like, are you trash? Really, boo? Like, really? Like, are you fit? Nah. Y'all need to love yourselves, okay?
Get your likes.
No. In the words of Justin Bieber, love yourself. All right, girl. All right.
Question five. What are your fears entering a relationship?
Ooh. Ooh, yes. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
That is very, very important. Because... I think if, for example, I fear commitment.
Why? This is with you. I think we need to do some therapy. We need
a one-on-one.
We need a Mom Oprah moment. We need an aha moment. We need you to do that ugly cry, girl. We need you to just yeah.
Open up, ne?
Yeah, I think you bottle. Maybe you're bottling what hurt you. Who, what, whatever happened. It's just in your system, and you need to get it out.
Wow. Yes. That's nice.
I think that's for you, girl.
Tell that to a 12-year-old.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I think with everything, I think that's my fear, like the commitment part. Even with opening accounts, that's why I don't open accounts, because I don't want to be committed to one store.
It took Balesa the longest time to actually sign for her gym membership, like to sign the contract that she's a gym member. It took her the longest time. She would get back and be like, oh, but the guy said this and it's like really great.
And what if I want to stop in 6 months and then I'm signed for 12 months? So I need to...
Like, girl, can I pray for you right now?
Hallelujah.
Can I just...
Call Father, in the name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you may heal your child, Balesa, right now. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm healed.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my thing. Like commitment, I think that's my fear in a relationship. Like seeing the same person all the time. And like, maybe I don't want to see you today and you're here. And like, I need to deal with you today. Can't we do this tomorrow?
You sound moody.
Oh, wow.
You sound like a moody girlfriend. I'm just saying.
Your answer?
My answer is... I'm one person, don't make me a promise, mm-hmm. because I remember promises very well. So guys like to be like, I promise I'll not break your heart.
And then they break your heart.
Yeah. So my answer now for that, because, you know, I've lived life, is mistakes do happen. So, hey, don't make me promises.
Mistake is promising once. If you do it the second time, it's not a mistake anymore, because you know... the situation, you know, if you promise me something and you don't deliver, I get mad and I do 1, 2, 3. So if you're gonna do it again, then it's you trying your luck. Is she gonna get mad again?
Yeah. And my other fear is just opening myself up to Mr. Wrong. Like, I really don't want, you know, like, I've seen women fall in love with the wrong guy, yeah. with the most abusive guy, with the guy that doesn't help you grow, but he just breaks down everything. And because of love, you know, it's yeah. love that makes you so blind sometimes that you don't see that this person is not for you. Yeah. So that's my fear, that what if, because also I've seen guys play around with chicks, like mm-hmm. they can... Especially if they know that you that girl, that you are the what, kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Ooh, it's bad.
Yeah.
So that's my one fear. Because I wear my heart on my sleeve. So that's your...
Now you need to get your life, because that is a problem.
But that's why I'm single. I fixed that problem.
For how long, though?
Until I feel like I've met Mr. Right. If he can answer all these questions...
But
like,
what if he's Mr. Right... trapped in Mr. Wrong's boat? He's Mr. Right outside, but Mr. Wrong inside.
Oh, no.
Oh, then what happens?
No, bro, no, no.
See, we have a problem.
No, but the nice thing about me is I'm one of those girls, I can take something, like, at face value. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay. If I ask you, what are we doing? Are we just screwing around or is this marriage?
Yeah.
And you say to me, we are just screwing around. I'm able to be like that girl that won't catch feelings.
Okay.
We can go 2 years doing whatever we're doing and yeah. I won't catch feelings because okay. That's what you said to me. But the minute you are like, okay, this is me, I want to be I committed. Mm-hmm. Yes, then I also become that person that starts opening
okay.
up and
okay.
starts doing that whole ish and the whole shebang. But hey, yeah.
In life, yeah, it's tough. Question number 6.
Mm-hmm.
What does the word commitment mean to you?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yo.
Yeah.
It means, for me, I'm with this one person. I'm giving my full attention
yes.
to this one person. Though we are going to see like other people, like friends, family and whatnot. But when it comes to love and a relationship and us growing together, then I am loving this person and I'm giving myself
yeah
to this person. I think that's, for me, that's commitment. And I'm willing not to see other people, like to cheat on you and just love you and only you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, it's the first, I'm sure.
Since the day started.
Yeah, but I'd like to add on to that commitment for me is sticking around when it's good.
Yeah.
Also when it's bad.
Truth.
But my commitment is also, I'm not going to stick around if they say, if you are hurting me,
yeah,
like abusing me physically or emotionally,
yeah.
I'm not going to stick around. Like that for me is me being committed to myself.
Yeah.
So that's a form of commitment that I have to me,
you need to,
that yeah. I need to abide to and just follow through with. So for me, commitment is just being around for the highs, mm-hmm. being around for the lows, and just being truthful as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't want someone who's going to lie.
Honestly.
Like, stop lying.
Don't lie.
Okay.
Don't be that guy. And my last question.
Okay.
Do you believe in lobola? What does it mean to you?
Yes. I'd like to put out there that I'd love to date, maybe even marry a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask him this question. Like, what do you think of ilobola?
Yeah.
He'd give me his answer. And then I'd be like, well, I believe in it. So if you want me, you have to pay lobola. Like, I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. For me, you're just not going to get me for free, boo.
But why?
I just, it's something, it's an African tradition
yeah.
that I still practice.
Okay.
There's some other rituals that I don't because of my Christianity.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I feel, I love the principle of it. It's bringing two families together.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel like we've taken so much of the West. We've become so Westernized that
yeah.
we've lost our ways in certain things. And I feel for me, this is just one way to keep me being African.
Okay.
You know, this is what makes me African. Even if I go to America and I stay there, I'm going to be like, boo, let me school you in Africa,
yeah.
in the motherland.
This is what we do.
Okay, before you put a ring on it, you need to write. And I think it's also romantic. Writing a letter.
Yeah.
Like, to them tetwas, you know. And I'm just thinking of it, like, because they used to write in the Zulu. Like,
yeah.
You know, and they'd be like, Mboni imbali.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a flower. And they just say that they saw this girl and they'd like to take her hand in marriage
yeah.
and essentially be my new family. I think that is so beautiful. I think that is so great. But, you know, lobola has its ups. It's good
yeah.
and bad. But I just want to see the good in it.
Nice. Yeah. I don't believe in it.
Why?
One, because, okay, back in the day, it was a form of two families getting to know each other and building one big family
yes.
and getting to, yeah, that. But now I feel like it's a money scheming thing. because back in the day, it was two families bringing actual cows.
Yes.
Right, so that was ilobola, bringing cows and horses and whatever, right, mm-hmm. to the other family, and babong ukuthi you raise this girl, and 1, 2, 3. So now, Because now your family raised you well, one, because they sent you to the most expensive school, because now you're driving a Porsche car, you're living in an estate, you know, you're doing well for yourself. Now your family feels like they can demand 100,000, you know.
Oh, okay.
And back in the day, even if the other family would bring 3 cars, mm-hmm. it was okay because that's what they could afford.
Oh.
But now if the men's family can't afford 100,000, mm-hmm. then they can't let you guys marry each other.
Oh, okay.
Regardless of you two loving each other or you two wanting to spend your life with each other. And then you have those uncles who you've never met in your life, or you only saw once, or you only seen funerals, and they don't know what is happening with your life,
mm-hmm.
who come and negotiate about your lobola.
Okay.
And they only heard what you've done and how you are now when they came to the lobola negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
And they have high requests. They want alcohol, which is in Vulamlom. They want expensive alcohol. And they don't want only one bottle. They want like boma 3 or 4 bottles and expensive alcohol. Then they want a lot of money. And then, you know. So I feel like now it has become just a money scheming situation. And
get rich.
Yes. So I think for me, it's... no.
Okay. I agree with you. I see... No, not agree, but I see where you're coming from. I do acknowledge all that really does happen.
Yeah.
It is right now a money scheme. And a lot of women feel like they're being bought.
Exactly.
So and back in the days, one of the things that I didn't like about lobola is that if a man hits his wife, he would feel okay with it because he'd be like, I paid for you. And it would be hard for her to go back home to tell the parents, because they said, well, imali yelobola doesn't go back.
Yes.
Because they've spent it already on the wedding. And I think people need to understand that initially the ilobola was for the wedding. It's not for you to renovate your house, guys. It's actually for what the groom pays, and with that money, you guys, your parents, so the bride's family actually pays for the wedding.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And then the gifts and stuff like that are just a bonus.
Yeah,
it's a really nice bonus, but it's just more of a get together of two families. But yeah, those are your questions.
Those are my questions.
We're gonna play a song.
Are we playing a song?
And then we'll come back to my questions.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. Drop down charts, climb back up, tell these rappers, bitch, I'm back. Yes, sis Buyile, we are back, and it is my turn to dish it out and spill the beans. And I have a few questions. They're not as hectic as the previous questions I had for questions you should ask a future bae.
Thank God.
But it just tells you what kind of person I am, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that I'm on that serious tip. So my first question is, what book are you currently reading? Yeah. I like reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I like someone who can also read, and it helps with the texting as well.
Oh yes.
Yes, it helps with the texting as well, because like I don't do shorthand text writing anymore.
Yeah.
I write everything out in full. Mm-hmm. So I'd like him to also be like, what you doing with what are you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't even know how to write small, like shorthand anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The next question. What do you define as manliness?
Yeah. That's going to be tricky.
Just be honest, because I already have an idea of what I think is manly.
What is your idea?
For me, a man is a man who... Let me rephrase that. For me, manliness is a man that can lead and take control. I love that. But don't be a dictator. I think a lot of people get it misconstrued. That you taking control and you taking lead is you being a dictator.
Yeah.
No, it's like walking with someone. If he's holding your hand and he's maybe a step or two ahead of you, that I find that so nice. He's not like walking like 300 steps ahead. Just, you know what I mean? And that's what I mean with the leading. Like for me, that's what I define as manliness. You know, you're able to take decisions. You're able to say, you know what, girl, you're going on the wrong path. Yes. I think, come back. Yes. For me, that is,
yes,
that's such a turn on.
Go.
But I'm just saying, that for me
that
is...
That escalated so quick.
Manliness.
Okay.
All right.
What do I define as?
Yeah, what do you? Sorry, hey, I must ask you.
Like, ask me now. Yung jumper? Like, you're not feeling me.
Because you think men are trash. So I don't even think you'd get to these kind of questions. Hey, like, you'd just be like, manliness is a man who's in a trash bag. Yeah.
Wow, Simpiwe. Wow. I agree with you with taking control, taking a stand in a relationship. So we know it's okay. This is a man, and you're not a sissy man. Also, you need to have your head straight, like your mind correct in one place. You can't be, I don't think you are correct in, or like a real man,
mm-hmm.
if you have this and then you're starting this and then you're leaving that and then you're starting with that,
uh-huh.
and then you're handling this and then you can't finish that. I think start something, finish it, and you know, just have your head straight in something, and yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then I know it's in a relationship, you're not gonna hold this relationship, and when you see something else that's better than this, then you leave this and go to that. Or when you see something
like the 80-20 rule.
Yes. Okay. So I want you to, if you're focused and you've got your head straight into something, then you can handle this relationship as a man.
Oh,
because
awesome.
You can handle your bae-ness.
Yeah. The next question is, what do you think of me? Now, before you start jumping the bullet, let me explain. So you'll ask this question and he'll be like, well, I think you're a kind person.
Okay.
And then you should follow it up with what makes me kind.
Okay.
Because you want to know what he has. You essentially want to know if he knows you.
Okay.
And has been attentive. You know, he's not just looking at your booty. The
okay.
entire time,
yeah, yeah.
He's someone who's he listens. So it also shows if he's a good listener or if he is one of those guys that pay attention to small details. Like he'll be like, "You wear green all the time."
Oh yeah.
I mean your earrings, and you'll be like, "Wow, oh
yeah." The
wow.
little things that you didn't
yeah,
think he
yes,
notices.
He notices. Yeah. It's a really great way. I don't think this question is for us to get into an argument. It's more like, "Oh, what do you think of?" If he's like, "I think you're a bit wretched, but I like it."
Yeah.
You know, you should just take it, you know, yeah. like, take some of the things and be like, "Why do you think I'm wretched?" He'll be like, "Well, you're always twerking."
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just to understand
yeah.
the worlds
yeah.
that you guys are in. And you should also be like, "Well, baby boo, this is what I think of you."
And he knows.
Yeah. So, yeah, have fun. Like, these questions are not also supposed to be serious. Like, third degree.
Yes.
No, like, I you think, can have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, this one, I think it's one of those, like, it's like a ratchet. And you start twerking.
When you're just chilling and just having...
yes.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Well.
Or something. I like this one. When do you feel the most confident and why? I really like this one. I think we assume that, you know, there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance.
Yes.
And sometimes a lot of guys hide their mask, you know, using arrogance.
Mm.
To be like, "Oh yeah, I'm the big deal and I'm, yeah." So it would be nice to be like, when do you feel like you are in control?
Yes.
Some guys will tell you maybe when I'm driving. Because they're so good.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, they some will tell you when they're in front of people. Some will tell. So it's just like, oh, I see you. This is what makes my boo.
This also is a question when you're just chilling.
Chilling,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just about you and your boo. It's,
and just getting to know each other more.
Yes. This one, this is when you guys are serious, as Balissa would say, after a year. 2 years.
Or 5 years.
Of dating. Then, when will I meet your family?
I hate this question.
Why?
I don't like meeting families.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you that commitment is a problem. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like if I meet your family, that's like lockdown. Then they know you. And then you're standing with someone else like, "Hey, so we saw your girl standing with another guy." And, you know. So I think they'll see me when I'm with you, Sky Guy. But I don't want an official meet and greet with your parents, sitting down, having lunch or dinner, whatever the case is. No.
I feel you. I'm one person. I don't want to meet the family, like, anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I feel like if we've been dating for like 2 years onwards, I should stop meeting maybe the siblings, your sister, brother, maybe cousins if you're close to them. And I want to meet your mom in a setup where I know this is going to marriage. I don't like your mom, your uncle, your people that are the elders essentially of the family. I don't want to meet them unless we are getting engaged or we engaged or it's marriage, because I just feel like it puts a lot of pressure on me. Mm. Especially being a black Zulu girl,
mm-hmm.
where I feel like when I get to someone's house, especially if it's the elder, that as a female, I'd have to like take the dishes,
oh, yeah.
and then put them in the kitchen, like kind of do the makoti role, mm. because that's how I was brought up, that when you're in that setup, this is what you do. So I don't want to be doing wifey things to a boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
So you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I really don't want to be wifey material to a boyfriend.
But do you think it's important to meet the family?
Yes, if we're serious. If we've, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, after, like, if we've been dating for like a year or something, I should have met your sister at okay. least. Your siblings at least. Because then it will also allow me, they'll be like, no, my mom's like this, my dad's like this. It will allow me to get, and they'll be able to help me get to know him better because they've been with him all their life. So they'll be like, ah, don't worry. He, when he starts talking like that, he's going through something. When he's shutting, because you also, I mean, you've met this person. And we all handle disappointment in a different way.
Yeah.
And person might be shutting you out, not because they're not interested or lost interest, but yeah. because they're hurt. And you're going to think, oh my gosh, he doesn't love me anymore. He doesn't want to be with me. So if you can talk to the sister or even the best friend, he'll be like, nah, he's done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Just give him time, give him space. Why not just call him up now and again to make sure that you're there. And then you'll be like, oh.
But you do know that sometimes they lie, right?
Yes, yes, they do. But I'm just saying, I admit that. But I'm just saying it allows you to have perspective of
but
certain.
I'm saying, when I say they lie, I mean, say I'm the sister of the boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
You're the girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, oh, no, you know that he loves you, right? Wada, wada, wada. And then Dory comes through as the other girl. I'm like, oh, he is so faithful to you. Some siblings do that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I also don't want to meet families. And
because do you want to meet the friends?
The friends are worse.
But do you want to meet
no.
them?
No.
Oh.
His friends are his friends. They'll hook up whenever they hook up.
I'm sorry, I'm that girl. I need to meet your friends. I need to know your squad, in fact. Like, in all my previous relationships, I knew his friends. Like, I'd be like, hi, you, David. Hi, you, Spoomy. Hi, you. Like, I knew his friends. I had to. I even had, like, maybe numbers of his best friend to even be able to call him up to be like, oh, hey, where's my boo?
I think that's the worst thing to do.
I'm not a clingy girlfriend.
That's
not
at all.
I'm not a clingy like, I'm not clingy.
No, you are.
No, I'm not clingy because I give him, like, if he's out with the boys.
But why are you calling the best friend no. to find out where he is?
No, like, you know, sometimes it would be like, I'll call you to be like, I want to hang with you. And then he's like not answering something. And then after 5 hours, I don't call anybody else. I'll call maybe 5 hours later. And if he's not answering his phone again, I'll get a bit worried. So I'll call maybe the best friend to be like, have you seen him? Oh, yes, he's with you. Okay, his phone is off. Sharp. Done.
I'm sleeping.
Cool.
I'm sleeping.
Cool. I'm not saying I'm gonna call his friend if he hasn't answered the phone like now. Like I'm talking about like periods of where you feel like, oh, he hasn't, no, it's been 5 hours, it's been 6 hours, it's been a day, it's been 3 days.
Okay.
What's going on? Like, let me check up with the friend. Maybe he went to a party and had a huge, I'm not that girl gonna be like, is he cheating on me? Oh my gosh. Okay. No. I just want the friend's number to have that, okay, he's fine.
Okay.
That's all. I told you I'm not clingy.
We don't know.
Child. this one. I know guys are going to lie about this one. This is the one question I think he's going to lie about.
Yeah.
What would you say is your biggest insecurity? And the answer is going to be like, I have none.
Yeah. They going to lie.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but females are not the only ones that are insecure. So,
truth.
I'm going to pull out that truth. Answer. We have to see Dr. Phil for that answer. We're gonna do it.
Everyone has insecurities. There's yes. just that one thing,
Jay.
That one thing.
So, you know.
And it's normal, man.
It's normal. And we'll go back. You know, whatever answer he said about manliness, I'm gonna use it in this in this case. I'll be like, but you remember you said this is what manliness, and manliness includes you opening up. to me. You see? And then, like, he'll be like, ish, okay, babes.
Ish.
Yeah. You need to know how to, guys, giving you tricks and tips on how to get your man to open. So also listen to what he says, you know, because then you'll be like, but remember, you said. So this, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, babes.
Yes. Two more questions and then we're kind of done. Second last one is, what's the one question you don't want to be asked?
I also don't like this question.
Why?
Because I feel if we're in a relationship, then we need to talk about everything. I can't have a partner where we just have a limit. Like, okay, you can ask me everything, but don't ask about my dog that died 2 years ago. You know, like, why shouldn't I ask about that? Because I want to know, because that dog was part of your life 2 years ago and it played a role in your life 2 years ago. So I want to know, as much as I'd want to know, why did your last relationship fail? You know, I'd want to know why it failed. And you shouldn't say, no, you can't ask me that. Because in order for us to move forward, we need to know, okay, maybe it failed because maybe the girl was in the wrong and she was doing 1, 2, 3 and you don't like that. Then I know in this relationship, I can't do that because you don't like it. Then we move forward. Then we grow together. So if I have limits in a relationship, what am I doing with you? Why am I wasting my time with you? Because I'm not going to know the full you. Then I know God.
Yeah. For me, if someone asked me that question, I'd be like, the one question I really don't want to be asked is, why are you single? Because I get it so many times. But I'm just saying, so yeah. I'd see it in that perspective of, like, no, babes, like, I hate being asked this question because so many people have asked me, you know, why your eyes blue? Like, okay. And you get to a point, like, I just don't ask, just let's not go there.
Yeah.
But I also see where you're coming from with the dog and, like, personal things that have been, like, you need to open up.
Yeah.
If we're not that close yet, I understand if you're like, well, I went through something 2 years ago, but I'm not ready to talk about it now. I think that's better than to say, don't ask me about this at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? But yeah. So when whatever they say, if they like me, and I'll be like, well, the one question I don't like being asked is, why are you single? Don't go ask me why you single.
Yeah, like, and then bother me.
Like, I'm just gonna.
You're gonna get irritated.
That's the fastest way to get me angry. If I open up to you and be like, this is something, and then you go and do that.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia. Or bye, Brent. Because it's a guy.
Wow. You had to go for that name.
I'm just saying.
You had to go for that name.
Yeah. This one. This is the last question. that we have prepared for today, and this one. Let's breathe, y'all. Let's take a second. Composure. The day you get married to your Mrs. Wright, would you be willing to take her surname?
Boo-hoo. If I was a man, I'd say no.
Why?
Why would I want to take your surname?
Why don't you want to take my surname?
Because now I'm like, emakoti mkwenyana.
What the hell? You don't make sense, girl.
I'm like a bridegroom. Because I'm a groom. And I'm taking the bride's surname.
So what if you're Beyonce?
No, then I'm Beyonce there on stage.
Beyonce Knowles. Don't you want your husband to be...
I am there on stage. Beyonce Knowles
Jacob
on stage.
Jacob Knowles.
No. No, you take my surname at home. You will be what with my surname on stage with your fans, with your beehives. There, you'll be B Knowles on stage. And
girl, bye.
Honestly,
fictionalize. I'm definitely open to my husband taking my lost name. I think I have a cool surname, Tetwa. Come on, royalty, papa, royalty. Like, I really, Mr. and Mrs. Mteta, there's nothing wrong with that.
Until people find out that, Mr. Mteta is actually the bride. The <meaning. laughs> Mr. Mteta is actually the bride, and you're the groom, because
cool.
You got
just,
money.
Well, you know, going back to the fact that I'm very open to the kind of guy I want to date. So, if imagine I'm with a young John van Riebeck. and he becomes John from Teto. Ah! I think that's so cool.
No.
I think that is so cool.
And then you get into a fight and you're like, don't forget that you're using my surname.
Yeah.
Mr. Fanim Tetwa.
I think that is so cool.
No, bruh.
I like that. I'm very open to it. It's not saying that I won't take my man's surname. Or maybe you know what would be cool? If I take his surname, so I'd be Simpura van Riebeeck, and then he would be John van Tetwa.
Why did you get married in the first place?
To have fun and experiment.
In the wrong way.
Whatever. I think this is cool. I think this is one question we should actually sit down and have like a serious conversation, because it could be a make or break.
For you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to get married.
I do.
You don't?
It's just like the whole double barrel, yeah, surname. It's a make or break. Like, for me, I used to be that girl who was like, well, I'm keeping my surname.
I'm also keeping mine and
but other men, especially African men, are not, no, they're not there.
That's why South African men are trash.
Oh, only South African men.
So I haven't met any other man from any other country who.
Maybe that's the problem. You need to date an Italian. Okay. It's that time where we have to wrap up. You know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. I'm glad to announce that this conversation is far from being over, because we're going to be on the Worst Guy show
tomorrow morning for an hour.
Yes, we're going to be with the guys, the best breakfast with the Worst Guys, as they're holding it down for Gareth and the team. So we're going to just be around, and we're going to continue this conversation about questions that you need to ask Bae, future Bae.
And if men are trash or not.
Yeah, we're going to get guys' perspectives, because it's just been females, because we are two woke girls. So do best, tune in, download the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Yes.
You know, you can follow us on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, at @TheReal_Scoops, at Zim Tetwa. Hit us up on WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. We also on WeChat, my guy.
Yeah.
So do best and just click Cliff Central.
Bye, y'all. Cliffcentral.com.